Hello, this is lesson three, part one. First of all, I'm going to try and avoid recording these lessons at 3 a.m. in the morning, so I don't think it's a good idea. I want to say a few organizational things, general things. I will be sending a group email with these same points written down. So if you just want to wait and see this clearly written down, that's fine. I think it's also good to talk, to listen to a voice. It'll come over differently. First of all, the work you've been sending is great. Well done. I'd like to ask you to upload on Google Drive following a few rules, okay? Because I'm having difficulty distinguishing files I've already looked at from the new ones coming in. I can see the last thing that's come up. I know I can go down the history, but it all takes longer. So could you, on each file, whether it's a video or a written piece of work, or perhaps in the future it might be an audio recording, could you write your name first? Okay, I'd say Christian name and surname, just because I have a couple of names that are the same, okay? So your name, and then I'm going to give a number to each sort of assignment I give you. So let's say journal entries number one, all right, for those who haven't yet put anything up. Could I also say that I want you, of course, to continue with your journals, keep writing. I think it's also a very interesting document of this period in our lives. Okay, so it's also something that will be very interesting to look at in future years when you're 90, okay? So keep writing the journals, but for now, do not upload second or third extracts, okay? For now, just keep them to yourselves because I think I can't cope. I've given individual feedback in some cases. I haven't finished, okay, doing that. If you haven't heard from me, it's probably because, you know, there aren't many language corrections, and what you've done is fine, okay? But I will try and say that to you because I think it helps to get your individual personal email or your mention in the lesson. You need feedback, you need encouragement, you need to know you're on the right track, you also need some contact, even if you've got your family or your friend or your dog with you. It's also helpful to have contact with somebody who is a little more distant in a way, and with whom you can communicate about another side of your life. Okay, so journals number one, the character, the video of the character in the hotel room, we will give the number two, okay? And this is the other point that I think it's really important to talk about, and that is that you have mentioned, I think, a WhatsApp group. I didn't go back and check what somebody wrote about this. You said you were exchanging comments, you were worrying about your videos, and I think it helps a lot to, you know, say, hey, I'm having problems, how are you doing this, etc., exchange things. I would like to know whether everybody in our group is in this group, whether everybody is participating. This is not because it's obligatory, because some people just might be adverse to this. Some people don't like, some people find it too much. There are too many comments. You may also have sort of technical or technological limits, okay? I think I just need to know, because I don't want anybody in our group to feel isolated. Noemi, I think, mentioned that she is not enjoying the audio files of lessons from teachers because her connection gets interrupted, and so it's very irritating. I can imagine that. Okay, I think, in fact, if you're having those kind of problems, don't worry, because I will be writing down what you should be doing, and I think you can cope, you can manage, even if you can't access these files very well. So don't worry about that. Don't. But I also think that you need to know. You need some contact, okay? I also am very. So could somebody in the group let me know if there's anybody who isn't in that, and perhaps I'll make more of an effort to contact that person by email to try and establish, you know, more. Contact in a different way. Okay, I haven't had that many videos, and I understand this takes time, it's worrying. I also realized that uploading material, both the journal and the video, you may feel extremely exposed, i.e. just too, it's too much to show your video or show your journal to 30 people, okay? And perhaps you need that one-to-one contact of just showing it to me first. So we did do this with one, in one case last week. I will, of course, accept written files if you want to send me something written by email. I will also, of course, download video files, video recordings sent by WeTransfer. I'm sure most of you know WeTransfer. There's a free system on WeTransfer where you can send heavier files. Just do this if you need to, okay? It's no problem. I don't have a great connection up here. And so, for example, that video on WeTransfer did take about 20 minutes to download it from WeTransfer. So, you know, it's obvious it takes... Okay, I'm not standing there waiting for it, so don't, you know, I'm not stressing about this. I'm just saying that maybe 28 of them no, but one or two of them yes. If you'd like to just show it to one person, you could even show it to a friend, okay? Just so you feel a bit more reassured before you're uploading it for everyone, okay? So please do that. If you're having trouble in any way, I don't know, accessing Moodle, being connected at all, try and get a message through to me so I know that, okay, because I am worrying about you. I mean, I feel, I'm sitting up here in my woods, but I do feel I have an important social function here in helping you carry on with your work, but in also communicating. Okay, I think it's important. So you're going to let me know on the WhatsApp group if you have communications, some suggestions. You can appoint one person, not always the same person, though. Don't let one person sort of take charge and be the communicator. You make sure you share this out. Okay, I'm trying to organize myself for the future, and I'm wondering, group work, We need to work in groups. We're missing this now. And so I'm wondering if the WhatsApp actually would make it possible for you to discuss projects in groups of four or five people, as you did when we were together in class. I want to avoid you just working with your favorite people. We all have favorite people. We have friends. We have people we work well with. This could exclude some people who are a little bit more on the margin. I don't think we did exclude anybody in the first semester, and this was extremely successful. Everybody was in the group. So I don't want to backtrack in any way. I don't want to lose that, okay? So I'm wondering if, again, you can give me a quick bit of feedback here. I'm wondering if you would like me to form groups to say, okay, for this project, I want these five people and these five people to work together. If you give me some feedback quickly on that. Okay, we might not all agree on that, okay, but give me some feedback. Okay, so groups for the future. Okay, so another thing that we're going to do, okay, is that if you have not yet successfully created your character sitting in a hotel room, okay, if you're a bit stuck and stumped, you know, it's just not working, okay, you don't necessarily have to, because what this, it gets complicated. I think I mentioned this before, but we don't want to do this performance with a lot of monologues. We can't do it with 28 monologues in hotel rooms, different characters. Okay, this would not work. So I think some of you are going to stick with your character in the hotel room and develop it. You can develop this character in various ways. Here we are going to talk about the video I asked you to watch, A Lady of Letters, where you can see that the character is built up from a series of scenes, and this develops our knowledge of the character. At the beginning, we don't understand much about this character, and it's just in these series of scenes where we're helped. I want you to notice also the way the scene changes, the relationship to the window, the light, what she's wearing, where she is, etc. And you can do this with your character in the hotel room by changing the scene, changing. Okay, so some of you are going to do that if you're inspired, if the character has potential to develop. Another thing we'll talk about is the way in that video you can see that it is not necessary, and if anything, it's better dramatically if a character doesn't have to say things like, "Hello, I'm Joe, I'm married, I've got two children, etc., etc." But if from the monologues, from various people, we piece together the information, as within A Lady of Letters, we piece together in the information that, you know, why is she on her own in this room looking out the window? What is her contact with the outside world? Her mother died. She loved her mother a lot. She was very attached to her mother. Who else has she got? She mentions one cousin in Canada, I think, at one point. But anyway, this information... She used to know everybody in her road, and now she knows nobody, and people come and go, etc. She is scared when she walks out on the street because she knows no one, or practically no one. You know, her contact with people are a woman at the bus stop whose funeral she's going to at the beginning. So this is one person she exchanged a few words with. She didn't even know her name. She just knows a few things, you know, about central heating, her mother, etc. And so very little contact, and this is why she's behaving as she is, because she's scared. Okay, anyway, so we piece together that information. Okay, some of you are going to develop these characters. Others of you, I want to develop the character of a homeless person. And this may not be a monologue. Okay, here we're going to do some work today, in this lesson, on looking at that. Here, we can have one character and other voices, the people in the street. We're going to approach it differently, but some of you may be more interested in developing this character. Okay, the third possibility is the person who works in the hotel. Okay, so we're building here on Sophie Cal. This was in the first lesson, her chambermaid snooping and looking in people's things, but also anybody who works in a hotel, the receptionist, etc. We need to develop this. I'm looking for some texts which will help us. So some of you, if you can work on this here, and then we need to put things together. So we can we don't necessarily have to have one person sitting in the middle of the stage doing a monologue in a hotel room. We could have five people across the stage, each as if they're closed in their hotel room. We can work by alternating or in sequence doing these monologues, etc. We can also work with having two people on the stage. One is the person in their hotel room, one is the person working in the hotel, equally isolated possibly, and the interaction between these two voices. We can work on contrast, the person in the luxurious hotel enjoying every luxury, okay, sorry for the repetition, and the person outside in the road who has different problems, the person on the street. Okay, so we're thinking about putting these monologues together in some way. So just start thinking about that. Okay, I think I might have been talking long enough now. I'm just wondering if I've given you all the... Okay, so I will write these things down. Let's say, okay, for those of you who've done the video, who've given me an extract of the journal, and who would like something to do, you can write or record a very brief piece of feedback for one of your classmates, either on their video or on their journal. I want you to follow what we did in the first semester. I want you to say one positive thing. I think that will be easy. But I also want you to make a suggestion or, you know, a comment, something for them to think about, not necessarily to change. Okay, and this will have the number 3 if you upload it. Okay, so don't worry if you're behind and you've got enough to do. Do that when you can. Okay, and let's give the number 4, okay, to anyone who has any ideas about how to present in class the Virginia Woolf text, which we did talk about in the last lesson, and I said, think about how you would present that text in class, how you would divide up the voices, where people would sit. I want you to give me a diagram, a room plan, and a brief sort of expose, you know, sort of explanation of how you would have that read. This can be in written form. This is number 4. For now, this is not obligatory. It's if you've got time and if you've got an idea, okay? If you'd prefer to talk about it, you can do an audio file, okay? All right, that's enough for now. Until part 2.